Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated and transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the biggest losers in this life and in the hereafter. This is a topic that has been alluded to in the Holy Quran. For example, in the Holy Quran, we read the following. Say, shall we inform you about the biggest losers in regard to works? Those whose endeavor goes awry in the life of this world, why they suppose they are doing good. In this connection, Imam Ali has been reported to have said, verily the biggest loser with the worst end of the deal and the most unsuccessful in his striving is the man who exerts himself in the quest for his wealth, even though fate does not help him in his aims. And he consequently leaves this world with regret while heading towards the hereafter, where he will face its ill consequences. So basically, in this hadith, Imam Ali describes the person with the biggest loss as the person who exerts himself, who makes a great effort in the quest of material wealth, and money and, you know, material goods, but fate does not help him, and you know, obviously, when you know, and he's unsuccessful in his pursuit of wealth in this world, when he dies, he spent his whole life in the pursuit of wealth and he was unsuccessful. This didn't leave him with any chance in this world to pursue provision for the hereafter, so he leaves this world in a state where neither was he successful in this world, nor does he have any means to acquire felicity and success in the hereafter. خَسَرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Like, he's a person who has lost both in this world and in the hereafter, and this is obviously the biggest loser of them all. In connection with this, Imam Ali said something similar in another place. Imam Ali was once asked about who has the greatest misfortune, to which he replied, a man who abandons the world for the sake of the world, and therefore he misses out on the world and loses the hereafter, and a man who worships, struggles and fasts as a display for others and thus forbids himself the pleasures of this world and also tires himself. And were he to do all that sincerely for the sake of Allah, he would be deserving of its reward. Right, so in this second hadith, Imam Ali kind of adds to the first category, another category, a person who apparently performs acts for the hereafter, whereas his intention is to acquire the pleasure of the people in this world. He wants to become popular, or, you know, and he doesn't care really about the hereafter. So when he leaves this world, he didn't acquire anything from this world, nor will he have anything in the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the biggest losers in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد